Here's to the paper pushers, the rush hour warriors, and the gotta get awayers. Trade the daily grind for a place to unwind, where you can rise with the tide and roll down the boardwalk, where you can eat french fries for lunch and ice cream for dinner, where your only commute is your walk to the beach, where every day feels like Saturday. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Monday, August 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The new infrastructure as a service sector, per Gartner. DNS over HTTPS appears. CompTIA weighs in on the job data. And Toshiba gets out of laptops. This is a business of tech. New Gartner data provides some insight into the infrastructure as a service market, which is the company's new segment combining infrastructure and platform services. Gartner's latest data shows AWS increasing revenue 29% between 2018 and 2019. And while AWS was largest with 45% market share, Microsoft grew 58% and Google 80% and represents 17.9% and 5.3% 2019 market share, respectively. Why do we care? This combination of platform and infrastructure is the first thing that caught my attention, as with the cloud space maturing, it's becoming apparent the two are very closely related anyway. The pie is getting bigger, so market share is relative to the fact that the market does continue to grow. Big numbers are harder to grow at those high rates, so it's not a knock on Amazon to see them slow percentage-wise. Google has longer to go, and most notable to me is Microsoft. Think has more markets still to capture. This is particularly true of converting older legacy workloads to the cloud, and that's still the bigger partner opportunity. I'm watching that continue to grow, not slow. In blocking and tackling news, Microsoft has announced that DNS over HTTPS is coming to Windows 10, starting with the release of Windows 10 Insider Preview Build 20185. The feature was announced back in November 2018 and is now starting early rollout. Why do we care? Often, this is the kind of coming infrastructure change that can surprise small providers. Here's your warning that the feature is coming, so you can incorporate any rollouts into plans later. CompTIA has released a review of the current job situation based on the latest U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data. IT occupations in all sectors declined by an estimated 134,000 jobs. From the analysis, quote, "Even with the July job losses, net IT employment is up by more than 203,000 positions since the outbreak of COVID-19. The unemployment rate for IT occupations is 4.4%. less than half of the national unemployment rate of 10.2%. Over the past 5 years, annual monthly job gains occurred, on average, in 6 months, and job losses were recorded in the other 6 months. Year-to-date in 2020, there have been 5 months of job gains and 2 months of job losses. Why do we care? This is early signs in my mind. I'm expecting a very uneven set of market problems, as it will vary by industry and by location. The trends are useful, although your mileage may vary. That said, no industry will go unscathed. That's the warning. If you can, now is the time to pick up talent while it's available. Assuming your cash flow is solid and you've planned for a possible negative downturn, if you're growing, and not just riding the sugar high of surges in project work, now is the time to pick up talent. That's the opportunity. Toshiba has exited the laptop business, selling its Dynabook laptop brand to Sharp, ending a 35-year history. Why do we care? Pour one out for Toshiba. While not a dominant player, and clearly not as they've exited, It's notable when the landscape of manufacturers in a space diminishes. It's certainly not consolidation, although it does show the pressure of that market. PC market is mature, and this is what happens in mature markets. Players move out who cannot establish further headroom. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon page. If you're liking the content, you can support it directly. Visit mspradio.com/Patreon and support with our Give What You Want model. Thanks for listening. Still a couple of days to get those insurance stories in. Has your insurance gone up? Having trouble getting cyber insurance? I want to hear from you. Reach out at dave@mspradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.